Over the last few years, nearly every major port in the United States has been expanding. On the east and west coasts and along the Gulf of Mexico, port authorities are digging deeper navigational channels and harbors to accommodate larger ships. The projects cost taxpayers billions of dollars. And while supporters say the benefits outweigh the expense, critics say the building boom is too costly and harms the coastal environment. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from the port of Savannah, Georgia.
Since its earliest days as a settlement, Savannah has been a center of maritime commerce. Starting in the 18th century, sailors used the harbor to deliver supplies from overseas and pick up tobacco, cotton, and other crops from southern plantations. Today, vessels still come to Savannah from all over the world. Nowadays, they're huge modern container ships that move more than 9 million tons of cargo a year.
This is the bottom line down here. This is where it all comes in and goes out.
Standing on the wet pavement of the Savannah port, Brant Hooker supervises longshoremen unloading a massive barge. A second-generation port worker, Hooker keeps track of hundreds of rectangular steel containers as a crane lifts them from the barge and drops them onto flatbed trucks. It's a highly mechanized, highly organized operation, and Hooker says it goes on 24 hours a day whenever ships come to call.
Start them 7 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, midnight at night, weekends, holidays, birthdays, anniversaries.
Do you have any idea what's in the containers?
Anything and everything. Some of them are empty. Some of them have electronic equipment and clothes, shoes, beer, a little bit of everything.
The port of Savannah is the ninth largest in the country, but Georgia leaders say it could lose that ranking if the facility doesn't expand. The problem is that cargo ships are getting bigger, and the Savannah River, at 42 feet deep, can't accommodate them all. Many of today's supersized vessels can use the port only if they wait for high tide or remove part of their load before they get here. So the State Ports Authority is seeking permission from four federal agencies to dredge the channel, deepening it as much as 6 feet. The project would cost $230 million, shared by the federal and state governments. David Schaller of the Ports Authority says the expense would be outweighed by the benefits of a deeper harbor.
The ships can perform more efficiently. They can be laden with cargo, which reduces, of course, the transportation cost, and that reflects at the cash register for consumers who can get products more cheaply.
Savannah is one of more than a dozen American ports that are planning to deepen their waterways or have recently done so. Among the others are Jacksonville, Newark, and Oakland. The projects are driven both by a desire to serve bigger ships and by competition among the state agencies that run ports. Many worry they'll lose business if neighboring states have deeper harbors than they do, and shipping companies have threatened to abandon ports that don't upgrade their facilities. So to keep up with one another, states are embroiled in what some in the shipping industry call a race to the bottom, a multi-billion dollar effort to dredge the nation's waterways. In Georgia, the head of a maritime trade group, Charlie Sutliff, says there's pressure to deepen the Savannah port because Charleston and Norfolk have already deepened theirs.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's really fair. I'm saying it's just the way the world operates here, that to have to spend this tremendous amount of monies to deepen the harbor, but it's a case if you want to get your fair share of the business, it's critical that we get extra depth in the port.
As port dredging has grown more common, the practice has attracted criticism. The watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says the Savannah project is wasteful, a designation the group also gives federally funded port proposals in Philadelphia, New Orleans, and Portland, Oregon. Critics claim that states are too eager to deepen waterways and that the Army Corps of Engineers, which evaluates the economic benefits of proposed projects, is too eager to approve them. Environmentalists, maritime economists, and even local port directors fear too many channels are being dredged, that there may be more deepwater ports than ships to use them. Will Burson is a former lobbyist for the American Association of Port Authorities. He now works with the Georgia Conservancy, an environmental group.
There's no question that a premier calling card for ports is their depth. On the other hand, we will not be able to dig to China. So the question is, which ports make sense to deepen for cargo movements? And I would argue the other question that gets short shrift is, which ports can be expanded with the least environmental impact?
Burson says that environmental question is especially significant because ports are part of fragile coastal ecosystems. Around Savannah, for instance, leaders of island communities say dredging the harbor could affect their drinking water supplies. Fishermen say it could reduce their catch, and the Fish and Wildlife Service says it could harm this 2,600-acre refuge just upstream. The Savannah National Wildlife Refuge hosts more than 25,000 ducks and other birds during migratory season and is a breeding ground for sturgeon and striped bass. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist John Robinette says birds and fish are attracted to the refuge by large freshwater marshes, but he says the port project could change that.
When you deepen the harbor, the salt water during high tide is able to travel farther up the river. What this does is it converts tidal fresh marsh to brackish marsh, and it really impacts the diversity of plant species and the diversity of wildlife that we can provide for.
Robinette says Fish and Wildlife Service officials will support the dredging only if they're convinced the refuge won't be harmed. Their opinion is crucial because construction can't begin without permission from Fish and Wildlife's parent agency, the Interior Department. The plan also needs support from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Commerce Department, and the Army, which through the Corps of Engineers would dig the deeper channel. David Schaller, the Georgia Ports Authority official, is confident dredging won't harm the environment, and he says the project is neither wasteful nor an effort to keep pace with other ports.
Yes, we're competing with Charleston and Jacksonville and Norfolk. We're competing with a lot of ports. That's not new to us. But we are not racing anyone to the bottom. We are trying to solve a problem to better accommodate the commerce being undertaken today.
Schaller predicts freight volume will double over the next decade, a large enough increase, he says, to calm fears about an overcapacity of ports. The authority hopes to begin dredging within 3 years, but opponents say they intend to go to court to challenge those plans, a fight they hope will both stop the Savannah Harbor project and force the federal government to play a bigger role in deciding how many deepwater ports the country needs. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Savannah.